I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Iowa has a new tool to measure how fast the state is reducing water pollution. Recently, the state DNR and researchers at Iowa State University completed a 3-year digital mapping project. The new interactive maps show where landowners and farmers have changed the land to reduce runoff and improve water quality. In agriculture, those changes are known as conservation practices. Adam Schneiders is the DNR's Water Quality Resource Coordinator. He says the new maps show 6 types of conservation practices, such as retention ponds and contour cropping.
There's a lot to be proud of from landowners and farmers with this information, $6.2 billion of conservation investment, 114,000 ponds, 88,000 miles of terraces, 12,000 miles of water and sediment control basins, 327,000 acres of grass waterways. And that's a lot of conservation that's been put on the landscape in Iowa.
One of the goals is to find out how well conservation practices reduce water pollution. Schneider says it's part of Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy to fix the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
That doesn't mean we're done with the work. We have a lot to do to try to meet the goals of the strategy, that 45% reduction. But it gives an idea there's been a lot that has done, gives you hope. It's encouraging to know that we have a history of getting major landscape changes done in the past. And with the strategy and the funding going into it and the attention, hopefully we can do it even faster as we try to focus on nitrogen-reducing practices and finish the job on the phosphorus end of things to meet the goals.
Iowa is the first state to analyze every one of its watersheds using GIS technology and aerial photographs. Schneider says the maps are based on data from 2007 through 2010 and give the DNR benchmarks.
But we're also looking at new imagery that Homeland Security has been flying from 2016 to 2018. And so we can get a good look at these practices, what was out there in the 1980s, this 2010 year, and now in 2016, 2017, 2018. And so it allows us to see the progress over time.
Next, the Iowa DNR has asked experts at the University of Iowa to review the results for all 1,700 of the state's watersheds. I'm Michelle O'Neill.